We want to make sure you know how to quote, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through them, I shall fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff." Some people over there quiet. That's all right. Yeah. And you want the people to be able to quote these scriptures and tell you where they are. But many of the people that know these scriptures to heart don't know the God of that scripture.
Welcome to The Life Experience, a broadcast brought to you by Life Worship Center, where we're led by a dynamic duo, Bishop Denzel and Robin Rule. We are a church that lives in love, operates in integrity, walks by faith, and have been empowered by God. Stay tuned. There is definitely a life-changing word awaiting you. And now, here is Pastor Denzel with today's word.
You are empowered to win. So guess what? There's a challenge now, Emmanuel. When you're empowered to win, you are no longer graded like a loser. There's a different grading scale for winners. Okay. Lura taught us growing up, I could never come home and tell Lura I got the top grade in the class. I could not tell my mommy that. I tried it. It didn't work. I said, I came first. Oh, okay. What was the grade? I said, first. No, Lua didn't play that. You can talk, but I come first. No, see, I know what I train you to do. So you ain't competing against them. You're competing against what's on the inside of you. Because I came first in one chemistry exam one time, and I got 34. Oh, you better ask somebody. I got 34. No, 4%. Not 34 out of 37, 34%. And I got the blue ribbon for first. No, so you couldn't come. I feel so loose this morning. I really feel loose like a goose. I can go all morning this morning. I got it. Let me watch my clock, man. Let me watch my clock. Because this thing feels so good, man. That many of you are grading yourself on a scale that you have passed. So you're telling yourself how wonderful you are, and you don't realize you are in grade 10 and using a grade 4 scale. Wow. Something like what's happening with the dumbness now in sports now. So we get men competing against women and talking about how fast they are. Get men powerlifting against women and talking about how they win. Slow bus, go read. You figure it out. Yeah, that's how twisted the world is now. But many of us are doing that in our own lives. You're grading ourselves based on us, grading yourself on a scale that you have passed. You didn't pass that level. When I ask Danny a question and Anaya answers, I don't say, "Good job, Anaya." No, she's in grade 7. He in grade, I'm reading anybody. He in grade 3. Hey, Danny, 3 times 2, 9, 6. But I want to say, Naya, is shut up. I go on somewhere with this. Naya, shut up. No. Naya, what's 12 times 13? No, that's why I need you functioning. And a lot of you bragging and answering questions that you should have been past 7 years ago, and you around here beating up on your chest like you're so brilliant, and you don't realize that you didn't pass that phase a long time ago. Did I say Merry Christmas? Yeah, Merry Christmas. So you are
He says, Mary, I need you to know that the way you were functioning before now got to change. That's what the angel was saying. You can't keep on functioning like all the other virgins. There was a writer, Paul says this, that she was not the only virgin in the town. So I am. You need to understand this. The way you functioned yesterday got to change today, and you can't go back. Because the metrics has changed. So we're holding you at a higher level. Glory to God. He says you are highly favored. You're blessed. And he says you are not to be compared to anybody else. You're out of their league. We said to you yesterday that Christ in you, according Christ was in Mary, the baby was in Mary. Christ in us is in line with, the Bible talks in John chapter 1, the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And we understand that the Word was made flesh. Jesus and the Word are synonymous. That was too fast. Y'all got that? Jesus and the Word are synonymous. So Christ in you is the Word in you. If you didn't write it down yesterday, please write it down today. Christ in you is the Word in you. How we saw Christ in Mary, in the physical, for us, it is the Word in us. And the hope of glory is the potential of the Word in you. The Word in you has potential. But understand this, the Word in you is not like these Poncianas. These real or these fake? These ain't real? All right. Let's say they were real. You don't eat these. You look at these and just say they're pretty. The Word is not to be admired for its beauty. The Word is supposed to bring forth fruit. They're waiting for, that's a powerful word, boy. Ooh, what a word. Ooh, we got a word today. The Word is not to be admired. All of us stand in admiration of the Word. Listen, y'all need to come to life. My pastor, he will give you a word. That man got word. Oh, Mali, whenever you talk, word. I go on the prayer call, word. Word become the measuring stick. Let's just look at this flower. You can't eat this. The Word is intended to bring forth fruit. Mark chapter 4, the Bible says the sower soweth the Word. And the Word that fell on good ground is the Word that brought forth 30, 60, and 100 fold. The goodness of the Word, which is a seed, is known by the fruit it produces. And if the Word over your life ain't producing no fruit, what are you talking about? Even in John, in Psalm 1, it says, and you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that is beautiful and pretty to look at. That's not what it says, Sonia. You'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that does what? That brings forth fruit. We got to move beyond the hope of glory to manifesting glory. This thing got to come up out of you, glory to God. This thing is supposed to be being released like a contagion. Look what happened when Jesus came up out of Mary. That's the example for us, that this thing is supposed to continue reproducing and reproducing and reproducing. He says, Christ in us is the hope of glory, but the glory got to get out. The Word on the inside of you is the hope of glory. We had a good year this year, but did that Word really bring forth? I told you a story a couple of times, so many times, 3 years ago, when we said we needed to get a bigger living arrangement, but we need our place to sell. We needed the place, the duplex that we had built to sell because we had outgrown it. That's another word for another time. We had outgrown it. Just one more time so your neighbor can hear it. We had outgrown it. Ain't nothing was wrong with it. We just got too big for it. You know what? Just last night, true story. Just last night, I told Robin, I said, Robin, I ain't gonna lie, but I missed my bathroom from the whole house. And like I started thinking, so you won't go back? Lord, forgive me. 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 Yeah. You gotta know when you didn't outgrow something. So anyway, we had outgrown that house, and for the entire year, say the entire year. Whenever I went down to prayer, every night I said, God, I thank you that this house is going to sell. Now I tried to sell that house for 14 years before that. Would not move. But see, the word came, the Lord says, this is the year you're gonna get it. He gave me a word. Barry, he gave me a word. And so every time I went down in prayer, I prayed that word through. See, that's growing the baby. That's growing the word. Some of y'all too mature to keep on repeating that word, and that's why you're stuck. You too big. I was talking to a young man this week. I ain't calling me here this morning. I said, listen to me. My life changed when I started talking to me in the mirror. I grew up in Palm Beach Street in Anglican. We don't do that. We don't tell ourselves that we're wonderful. Come on here. That's not the way I was brought up. We grew up playing talking. Shooting basketball in creek. Bicycle tire. Y'all know about that playing basketball. Y'all know about that bicycle tire. The rim of the bicycle tire. You take that, you take the spokes out, and that's your rim. You only know about that. And we had that thing hang on the outside toilet. Y'all ain't know that kind of stuff, man. Don't let the spoon taste fool y'all now. Don't let this fool y'all. You know, don't let us say those things for I'm missing on you. So we ain't know about that. And I went through this thing because the word was being sown in me by Lura and by what God was saying to me about how great I was, but I still had low self-esteem. So what I did, when I was over in North Carolina, I'm off to college, I'm in North Carolina, I told a young man this week, I said, what I did every morning, I would look in the mirror. I thank God that I was by myself up in North Carolina, no roommates, nobody, just me one, because I couldn't let nobody else see this. And I, Tamika, I would get in that mirror every day and tell me how great I am. Oh, God. Because see, that word had to grow. See, you could have word, but the word got to mature. Some of y'all saw because I know told you the story. This is a true story. I would go upstairs. The bathroom was upstairs. I would go look. I had upstairs, by the way. I just go upstairs to my bathroom, and I would look inside the little mirror and say, boy, you are off the chain. Boy, you are great. You are mighty in God. There were times, it's a true story. There was a time I went to school and forgot to go in the mirror. I had to pull out the yard. I pulled back into the yard and went upstairs and spoke to myself in the mirror because I said, I can let every single day, I can talk to me until I love me. And talk to me until I believe what God has said concerning me. You got to grow this word by speaking this word and speaking this word and speaking this word so that it can come out on the inside of you. Christ in you, the hope of glory, will stay locked in you until you mature it, and it matures. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got to say it and keep on hearing it. Lord, man, anybody getting this? So you got to grow. The Bible says, in his word do I meditate day and night. I got to meditate. Meditate means to say over and over again. And every one of y'all to say, I ain't lack confidence. I don't need to do that. I stray. You are deceiving yourself. That's how the word comes to pass. Lord God, carry you. Believe in God for healing every day. Father, I thank you that my body is made whole. I thank you that healing flows through my vein. When you go into bed at night, God, I thank you that I'm healed and I'm whole. When you wake up in the morning, God, I when you get up in the middle of the night, God, I thank you that I'm healed. You keep on growing that word. And if you keep on growing that thing, sooner or later, glory to God, it's going to turn in your... Jesus, Lord, have mercy. You got to grow that thing and grow that thing and grow that thing. I got more preaching, but I'm out of time. That's it. I got plenty more. I feel this thing turning in glory. You got to feed that thing over and over and over again. My brother Greg, and last couple of years, it was rough times. And I kept on. I told him this whenever we spoke. I said, boy, I'm praying this word through. I'm praying this word through constantly. I said, God, you got to do that. Watch this. You can get mad if you want. I said, God, you got to do that because when he gets, he blesses me. Now, y'all can say what y'all want to say. When God favors him, I get blessed. That's why Paul says, pray for me that I get utterance, because if I get blessed, then you... Watch this. Those of y'all who streaming who don't go to this church, you can mute your mics for a second. You members in this church who don't pray for God to increase me don't have no sense. I can say it again. If you are a member of Life Worship Center and you don't pray for Bishop Denzel Rose increase, you are in ignorance. You always want what pour into you to be elevated. Whatever is releasing into you, you want it to be blessed, because the more it is blessed, the more you... Y'all are hearing what I'm saying. When I forget to pray for me, I pray for him. Because praying for him... Oh, man. So watch this. You pray that thing, and that thing grows and grows and grows until it manifests. Glory to God. The nurturing, and God, this is not supposed to be no three-part series. Christ in you, this is what I need you to get more than anything else. It is only the hope of glory. All it is the hope. The word you receive is only the potential for glory. That communion that you received this morning is the hope of glory. It's only the hope, but we got to get this thing out. So you're going to have to endure shame. That's what Mary had to do to get this glory out. She had to endure shame. What was the shame? You know that Joseph baby though. Or... You know that's Joseph's baby. She couldn't win for losing. You see, I couldn't go into this yesterday because I was rushing. But she could. I rush it now. She couldn't win for losing. If it was Joseph Owen, she fast. If it wasn't Joseph Owen, she dead fast. Mary didn't stand a chance. So for 9 months, she had to get shame. Going in the food store and they stop talking. You know that kind of way? Walk into your family house and they get quiet. You heard them talking from outside. You couldn't hear what they were saying, but they was talking. You walk inside and they stop talking. All of a sudden now they're watching the game. And then none of them know football. Glory to God. That Mary was living in that place of shame. Then what's the next thing I was saying? What's the next point about you got? This is so good right here that I was going to really, really work this about her going to Elizabeth. I wanted to really work that because watch this, Marisha. While you coming this way, or you coming to tell me stop? Okay, keep on coming. But watch this. You been in Bible school. You and Jeremy, they're smart. You would get the impression that the angel. I actually preached this before, and I preached it wrong. I was lying. The angel told Mary to go to Elizabeth. How many of you have heard that before? Come on, man. Like the angel said, now Mary, Elizabeth is pregnant, go to Elizabeth. The angel never sends Mary to Elizabeth. The only thing Mary did says, I mean the angel did said, Elizabeth pregnant too. God will not connect you to your divine assignment. He will just show you that it exists. I wanted to work this morning. He didn't say go to Elizabeth. Some of y'all complaining that you're still by yourself. God didn't show you where a connection is, but you so much in your ways and they don't match you, and you young and they old, or you from Baintown and they from Pinewood, or whatever your inhibition is, that you wouldn't make that connection. And God says, that's on you. I can let you know where a connection is. I heard life is Church of God. I Baptist. I ain't looking all my life. I hear they Pentecostal. I ain't going there. Okay, no problem. I can just show you that there's help over there. There's someone that can feed what's in you. But it's on you to make a connection. And watch this. The Bible, God, I wanted to preach it so bad. The Bible says she had to go up into the hill country. Jesus, Lord. She had to take a journey to find a divine connection. Your connection ain't coming to where you are. It's going to demand that you leave your place of comfort and take a journey to go where God has designed you to be, to feed what's on the inside of you. Now, how important is that thing to you? She had to journey. God, this feels so good. See, I told you I feel so good. No, you should have said it yesterday. This. I know. She had to go on a journey. Robin and I used to leave our jobs middle of the day to go on Blue Hill Road upstairs in that little church with Raymond Wells. Middle of the day, we used to leave the house. We leave our job and go upstairs there in that plaza there on Blue Hill Road and sit in midday with Raymond Wells. Because the Lord says, now Wells is pregnant. So all the Lord says, Wells is pregnant. This church was birthed in my spirit. And I was fighting. The Lord said to me, Neil Ellis, pregnant too. Yeah, see, they full gospel Baptists. They didn't take all of the Grove members. I ain't like how they do church. And he's row plenty. God say everything cool. You ain't gotta go. Preach, Denzel. Denzel, you ain't gotta go. Neil Ellis is pregnant. Don't go. The morning of Barry and Michelle's wedding. The morning of y'all wedding. I did y'all wedding. If you remember, I had a funeral later that day. I told you I had a funeral that day. Between your wedding and the funeral, Mike Freeman was in town. Mike Freeman is a mighty man of God, Spirit of Faith Church, somewhere in Maryland that I watched all the time. And he preaches on faith. That's when I was getting my thing on faith. He preaches on faith. And he was in town at Raymond Wells Church, funny enough. He was at Raymond Wells Church. And I had a short window. And I said, man, I'm tired. And I just do Barry wedding. And I got a funeral. And the Lord says, Mike Freeman going to be in town. And he pregnant. I end it now. Please, let me finish the story. So I get into the place. Please listen to this. Please, and then we end the church. I get into the place, and I see Mike Freeman. I said, my God, man of God here. So I get there, and it's late. They had just introduced Mike Freeman to start talking. Small room. I get there. It's late. I tell the person at the door, I will stand by the door and get this word. No bishop. You Bishop Denzel Road, you can't stand by the door. Apostles around me, if he see you by the door, come, I gotta seat you. I said, bro, the man of God didn't start. Let me stay to the door. No, sir. He walks me in. Mike Freeman talking. The room isn't that big. And so he brings me right in front of Mike Freeman. And while he bringing me in, he hitting the chair and throws the chair over. Mike Freeman, what are y'all doing? I ain't time for all this. He said that to me. Y'all know Denzel? This man shamed me in a room full of preachers that I know. And I didn't mind. I tell the boy, leave me to the door. Mike Freeman stopped talking. Y'all finished. He did this. The whole room watching me. And you know, everybody can see my big behind throw on the chair. It ain't me. Did I say big behind? I should have said. It's true. So everybody's, it ain't me throw on the chair. It's the next boy who was seeing me throw the chair down. So the whole room looking at me, waiting for me to see. So when I sit down, Mike says, you good? I sit there and I started thinking about Mother Freeman, his mother. I wanted to tell him, but he Grammy, he ma, Listen to me. I was so livid. But you know what? He was pregnant. I took my iPad out. I can share all the notes right now. I took notes after notes after notes. Everything came out of his mouth. Because I ain't going to let my flesh and my pride miss an impartation that can take me to my next dimension. And that day, that man changed my life. When we left that session, Gail McKinley says to me, Apostle Gail was there. She says, Bishop, can you give me a ride home? I said, no problem. She says, I wanted to go home with you. I said, why? Because I wanted to tell you, I have never seen that level of hunger for the word. Because that man embarrassed you. And I watched you take notes. She said, I started taking notes because you was taking notes. She said, you blessed me so much. I was watching you more than watching him. Because how you received, I said, he had what I needed. Going into this new year, stop looking at packages. Stop looking at the journey to get there. If it's there and that's what God has made you aware of, that you need that, go get it. Make that connection. But watch it. Make that sacrifice. Some of you, it's going to call for you to make a journey. That's why I protect me and Edward Kirkpatrick's relationship. And I'm going to fly it in the next couple of months because I need that connection. You got to know what you need. And watch this, what you need sometimes is going to cost you. Oh, let me stop preaching. Some, you know what? I can say this right now. Some of you are too cheap to go to your next level. I mean, I might as well. I didn't been jumping on you all morning. Let me finish. Your next level, you cannot get to your next level pinching pennies the way you do. I don't want to offer them, but what it costs to sacrifice, what it costs to go to another level. You got to make investments. Every business owner tell you this. If you want to do better in your business, you got to buy better equipment. Because the world ain't stopped, the world moving forward. That's too strong. No, your next level can cost you. It can cost you gas. It can cost you time. It may cost you airfare. And most of all, it can cost you your pride.
Thank you for tuning in to The Life Experience. You've been listening to a portion of a message from our pastor, Bishop Denzel Rohl of Life Worship Center. We invite you to join us at any of our weekly services held at the C.H. Reeves Auditorium, located Mini Street just off of Robinson Road. For more information on our ministry, visit us at facebook.com/thelifeexperience or Instagram, #LWCBahamas. You can also contact us at our office, 601-5125. We look forward to seeing and hearing from you. Join us every weekday here on Glory 93.9 FM. Until next time, have a life-filled day.